MPAT Studios brings to you Man Movie Mayhem!
Hello and welcome to Masterpiece Audio Theater. I am your host,
Jay Lang Jans. Hi everybody, welcome back to the booth. Welcome to the dog days of podcasting. Welcome to the final days of the dog days of podcasting. We're on the home stretch, going down the hill, so to speak. Only a couple more episodes left to go, and then we're done. Sorry, a little somber this evening. We had my family got together today, and we spread the ashes of my dad's parents, my grandparents, my Oma and Opa. They were Dutch. So Oma, grandmother, and Opa, grandfather in Dutch, or something similar to that. Anyway, but my grandfather, he passed away a long time ago. He passed away in 1994. I was, I think it was like 11 years old. No, I was 13. Years old when he passed away. So that one, you know, that's a long time since. But my Oma, she passed away last year, in August. She battled, with, you know, emphysema and, smoking related, issues, for the last, I don't know, almost 20 years of her life on oxygen and stuff like that. And anyway, so she passed away, and we finally got together as a family to spread the ashes. And yeah, you know, it's hard to say goodbye. I know it was a long time ago, but you know, that combined, we had a nice party after. We went to my parents' house and had burgers and drinks and conversation. And my wife was at a course all weekend, so I had just three kids and myself. So I'm mentally drained. That was an emotional drain. And then I'm, you know, physically tired because we went to Joe Rogan, like I said, last night, and ended up getting home at about 12:30 at night. So really late night that way as well. So if I sound a little less energetic than usual, that is why. I'm just tired. And I have to go to work tomorrow. So, you know. So, yeah, let's just move on with things here and get this ball rolling and get this thing out of here. So, yesterday, the very first person to respond was Miss Melissa, the bathtub mermaid. And Crazy Joe, you were second place. You were close, and people were right on your heels. Miss Melissa, you beat everybody by a good 15 minutes, but Mark the Encaffeinated One was 2 minutes behind you, Joe, and Stephen Pritchard was about 45 minutes behind the two of you guys. So competition is fierce. Getting those points now, that's really important for the standings. Get some grounds to catch up some people. Miss Melissa, of course, has no ground to catch up on, though. She's at 225 points with a strong hold on first place. Stephen Pritchard, you have the best chance of catching her. You have 195 points. Crazy Joe, you have 174 points. And looking at this scoreboard here, there's not many movies that you missed. But I do believe there are, maybe not. Okay. So one I thought you could grab points at. I don't know. Maybe you've answered them all. Maybe you've answered them all. And, Miss Melissa has just been taking all of those, gravy points. Nutty, you have 140 points. I know there's some movies that you haven't named out there that you could get some catch-up points on. I'm sure of it. If you message me later, I'll let you know which what episodes I don't have you written down on. And then right after Nutty, we have Mark the Encaffeinated One, who's also in a similar position. You have 138 points, though. You're 2 points behind Nutty, and 2 points, so I guess 3 points behind taking third place, so, or fourth place. So, hey, it's possible. Jason, you have 68 points. I understand it's hard for you to get in there and listen, so I get it. Ken Kennedy, you have 54 points. I didn't get any catch-up points from you today, but he's working his way through the episodes, so. And then we have Mike Wills with 48 points. We have Sonia Colstead with 42 points. And we have Kelly, the two-time show Van Voot, with 17 points. I gotta come up with better signs for that. All right, so we're gonna put those down there. Okay, I'm gonna take a sip of water and then I'm gonna shake the bag. All right, let's get this thing going. Let's shake these couple of scenes that we got left. Let's see what we get. Three characters for this scene. Three characters. Let's put down that bag. Grab this other one. All right. Let's see what three wonderful characters we end up with. Let's see. Who do we get? Shuffle those around. All right. We have Tom Leiter. All right. Let's do another one. And then we have... Oh, Geronimo Stewart. Oh, excellent. I can't wait. And last but not least, we have Smee.
Oh, Captain, I'm coming. Captain, don't leave me behind.
We'll put those in the bag. All right. Okay. All right. Excuse me. All right. Here we go.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with the walking thesaurus on that one. Do not ever call me a thesaurus. It's just a metaphor, dude. His people are completely literal. Metaphors go over his head. Nothing goes over my head. My reflexes are too fast. I would catch it. Oh, yes, I would catch it and hold on to it in my hand.
All right. Sorry about that, guys. I have fun with Geronimo. He's a fun character. Brighten up the day a bit. Make you a little bit happier there. Oh, there we go. I need a drink. But I'm not going to have high-quality H2O this time. I'm going to have a drink, a glass. I have a nice red wine here. I'm going to take a sip of that. And, yeah. She's done. She's in the can. Let's get this episode out there. I don't want to bring people down. I'm going to go to bed. Tomorrow will be a brighter day.
So, without further ado, from all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theatre, we wish you a good evening and a good night.
You have been listening to MPAT Studios' presentation of Mad Movie Mayhem, DDOP 2018. Sound clips are from GarageBand and can be found in their samples library. We can be found on Facebook on the Masterpiece Audio Theatre page, or you can email us at j@jglangjens.com. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 Unported License.